Pozdrav iz Maribora.
U Kibli gostuje umetnička skupina FOAM iz Bruslja. Petra, Kiblina PR-ovka.
V mesecu marcu gostimo umetniško skupino FOAM iz Brusla. V mesecu aprilu pa nas bodo obiskali iz Linca, to meni iz Avstrije, Times Up. In postavljamo, v bistvu je to projekt Trg, ambientalna interaktivna postavitev, v katerem bodo obiskovalci sprožali okolje senzorično, ki bo pa prekrito z tekstilno preobleko. To meni dva vikenda, 11. marca je otvoritev, zvečer ob 8. Otvoritev bo trajalo do 12. ure zvečer. Naši gosti, obiskovalci bodo lahko seveda stopili v ambient, pri tem bo pomagali FOAM. Seveda bomo pa popestrili celoten program tudi z zabavnim delom, s koktejli, trg koktejli in z prikrizki mešane resničnosti, bi jaz temu rekla. In seveda, če ne veste, kam soboto v nedeljo popoldne iti, upam, da bo lepo vreme, pridite po drugi uri v Kiblo in skupaj in do 10. ure zvečer lahko tudi med vikendom izkusite to zmešano resničnost. Ta vikend in naslednji vikend od 17. do 20. marca, to je četrtka do nedelje, bo pa tudi se predstavila Polton Records, to je glasbena založba iz Bruslja, z svojimi DJ-ji, tako da bo v večernih urah, četrtek, petek, soboto in nedeljo, tudi DJ-ji iz Bruslja.
FOAM is an artist and scientist collective. It's based in Brussels and we started in 2000. We were a part of a research, a scientific research institute who said we think science is great, but science needs also cultural, some cultural relevance, so they needed a department to do culture. And they called me because they thought that I could somehow relate scientists with artists and vice versa and develop projects that are neither art nor science but something in between. So I started it as a department there and it was great for about a year and then they went bankrupt. So we separated as a non-profit organization and now we are an independent association of people from all around the world. We are based in Brussels but there are no one in FOAM is actually Belgian. Everyone, it's people from all around the world. And in the past 4 years, we focused on mixed reality projects. And mixed reality is this whole continuum in between the physical reality and the virtual reality and all the different mixtures and gradations in between. So this environment that we are presenting in Kibla, this is somewhere in the middle, about 50% physical and 50% virtual or digital. And other projects that we are working on, we're working on developing really technical infrastructure to help artists work with technology, so developing programming environments or game engines and stuff like that that can, so that other people can also do similar things but don't need to go so deep into the technology as we have to do because there is simply no software and hardware that can allow us to do this easily. The trg means a square, so we went more from this idea of creating public spaces like squares were in the Middle Ages where you have like festivals of that are both markets but also theaters and sideshows and stuff like that.
Is it too complicated to collect a budget for this kind of project?
Yes. It was easier about 5 years ago when people were very excited about new technologies and experimental arts and stuff like that. But in the past 2-3 years, it seems that people, especially funding agencies, want to go back to something more conservative, more sure that they are going to get a lot of audience and that the audience is going to be happy. But yeah, we are funded by the Flemish government, who fund us structurally as an organization who can kind of help the local artists. And also we are getting money from the European Commission. But it is constant fundraising and grant writing for me, at least, in the organization. We are very much against galleries where the public comes in and is completely passive and has to observe what artist creator has done. What I see then as our role as cultural producers or artists or whatever you want to call us, is to take this technology and subvert the its use and use it for I don't know, more creative expression or for empowering the people to be able to feel like they can make a difference in their life. When the participants come in, there are cameras that are capturing their movement, as well as these stretch sensors that are capturing what movement does to the environment. Then this information is sent to our computers, and the computers are generating visuals and sound in real time. So that, yeah, it also depends whether you're going to come in alone or you're going to come in with more people. You're going to always get a different experience. It's never the same, hopefully. There was a team of 7 people who were developing the thing. We are here now with 8. There is 1 anthropologist who is going to interview the participants so that we could use their feedback to improve the system. And there is also a performer who is going to work with the people just before they enter into the space, just to try and break this expectation of people going into a gallery space where they would just stop and, you know, watch something. So there is a kind of a ritual of washing the feet, and she's going to massage their feet and get them to relax and put their head in a kind of a different atmosphere. Ja sam Maja Kuzmanović. Rodila sam se u Puli i živjela sam u Puli do 1991. Nakon toga sam otišla u Italiju, u Veneciju, gdje sam studirala na Akademiji za umjetnost. Međutim, tamo je bilo jako tradicionalno i ono za što sam ja bila zainteresirana je bilo kako spojiti tehnologiju sa umjetnosti, i to sam našla u Holandiji gdje sam išla studirati poslije toga. I nakon toga sam radila u raznoraznim istraživačkim institutima, uvijek pokušavajući spojiti umjetnost i znanost. I sad sam direktor FOMA i bavim se time što tu vidimo naokolo.
Govori Magda Vesolkovska, antropologinja.
So my name is Magda Vesolkovska. And I come from Montreal, Canada, and my role here is as an ethnographer to evaluate actually the perceptions of the people who will be in this environment. But at home I am doing my PhD in design, and I work on responsive environments, and that's why we had an affinity with Maya and Nick and the whole FOAM group and their research, because the research overlap in terms of our interests. My work involves people with disabilities, so people who have some cognitive problems, but also working with elderly people and children. So I'm also interested how their reactions are, their perceptions in this type of environment. And FOAM has also done work with people actually with special needs in their previous projects, so they were also interested in this kind of information for their research. And and the focus groups too, the idea is to use also different kind of methods that are not just verbal. So it's not only talking with people, it's also getting them to play with images and trying to get at their ideas through visual information, mm-hmm. which is not easy to do, and it's also not easy to analyze. So we'll see after what happens with that. And then also during the show, what I will do is I will target really some people that I see and interview them again more deeply.
After the show?
After the show, okay. Yeah, once they experience their mm-hmm. show. So, but I mean, really this type of evaluation is never done with art projects.
Never?
No. So this is very new also. Okay. And because most of the evaluation is, you know, people do with computer programs or systems, you know, so how does the car feel? How, you know, it's this type of things. And it's very functional. It's all about the use. And there's very rare you get the information about the emotions, you know, the sensation people have, and also aesthetic information. So this is also, for us, it's very interesting to get this kind of information out of this, because it's a nice space to work in. To break expectations and also assumptions that the artists have, and also expectations and assumptions that participants have. We help each other, so I get help for my PhD, they get help for their research.
Slušali ste Bitmap, Markomana in Amfibio iz kompilacije Electrostars Volume 1. We'll be right back.
Ross je pripravio
Kič.